And I think the problem is people get swayed from simplicity because they start comparing themselves to others. They start thinking they need to be something more than they are, or some more like someone else or something. It's like, well, how would your life be if you were just enough as you were? That whatever step you were on was perfect.
Mm-hmm.
That everything that you were doing right now was exactly what you needed to do. And if you just let that happen, I mean, how easy would your life become?
This is Way of the Artist with Brandon Colby Cook and Evan Schulte.
Identifying your blocks and demystifying your struggles.
So that you can claim your own path
and make your life a work of art.
Let's do this. It's podcast time, Brandon.
Podcast time.
Podcast time and beer time. We've got a nice cold glass of suds. What more do you need? You know? It's the simple things.
Oh my
in
God.
Life.
I think this is like our little thing right now. We're always trying to figure out a dad joke to like throw in.
Yeah, just
the
like a really terrible pun.
Yeah. This will only last for a little while, folks. Or will it last forever? Maybe. I hope this doesn't.
I hope it never stops.
Yeah.
So, this one, you clicked on it. You're listening to it. This one's about simplicity. The law of simplicity. And this is a great one. This is a terrific one. It's a very powerful law, actually. And it seems kind of like a little, almost like a little folksy one. It's just like, oh, simplicity. Keep it simple. You know, like... But there's something about simple things, even the law of simplicity, it has wells that run deep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, I think the big thing is, you know, with the law of simplicity is it helps you actually solve a lot of problems that are constant things that come up with anybody who's, whether you're an artist or an entrepreneur or whatever. But things like feeling overwhelmed and when you're procrastinating and when you're finding yourself in resistance or fear or you're feeling stuck, the law of simplicity is one of the great laws to go to solve symptoms like that.
Yeah, absolutely. Like it's beautiful at solving these little things that become big things over a long period of time, right? Like procrastination. Yeah, we all procrastinate. From time to time, we do it, we put things off, or we feel kind of overwhelmed and kind of shut down. You know, it's like we can have moments where that happens, but when it continues to go on, it becomes a much worse thing. Like that stuff starts, those are the kinds of things that start to spiral into depression.
Mm-hmm.
It stifles our creativity. It stifles us moving towards our passion. Towards, you know, in the direction that we want to go in our lives. And simplicity comes along in the face of these things and just says like, hold on a second here. It's like, you're getting so caught up, you know, it's just like, it's kind of a slap in the face, the law of simplicity. It's like, stop thinking about all of these other things. Stop overcomplicating whatever this thing is that's in front of you. You're making it about all sorts of stuff that it's not about, mm-hmm. at least not right now.
Yeah.
So presence isn't one of the great sort of handholders of simplicity,
mm-hmm.
where it says like, no, hold on. Is the thing that you're worried about right now, the thing that you're getting really worked up and overwhelmed, is this even important right now? Is this a bridge that needs to be crossed at this time?
Mm-hmm.
Will this ever be a bridge that needs to be crossed? That's a whole other thing too. You know, I so often catch myself thinking about something and getting kind of like worked up about something. I'm like, wait, hold on a second. That, yeah, is a potentiality, but that doesn't mean that that will ever, ever even occur. So simplicity can kind of come along and just be like, yeah, all right, so why are we worrying about this,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yeah. I mean, you know, I think we talked about vision. We talked about the law of vision. I'm realizing that that's something that plays into this too because, mm-hmm. you know, with vision, you have this dream, this idea, this goal that you want to get to. And, you know, you start to think about how big it is, and then it can start to overwhelm you and start to seem really complicated. And then it seems so complicated and difficult. You're like, well, I could never do that. How am I ever going to do that? And then you just kind of start to actually talk yourself out of your vision. Simplicity is kind of going and saying like, okay, well, you know, like you kind of pointed out, it's like, is this even a concern right now? Does this even matter right now? Because, you know, sometimes you're not going to be able to get the answer to something until you get the answer to something else first, because there are things that need to come before another awareness can take place. And so simplicity is kind of going, well, like, what can you do right now that moves you towards that? Because, you know, it's like that silly saying, like, Rome wasn't built in a day. I mean, your dream's not going to be built in a day. And if your dream is built in a day, then it's not a big enough dream.
Yeah.
So, you know, law of simplicity is kind of going like, well, what are we building today? What are we doing right now? What can we push the dial forward on here? And then let that be enough so that we can move to the next thing. And, you know, and then so forth. And you'll, you know, eventually, if you keep applying the law of simplicity, you'll start working on a level of complexity compared to other people, and they'll wonder how you did it. But everything in every moment of the journey always comes back to this silly little law of the law of simplicity. Because even when you're like really far down the line, you still got to go back to the law of simplicity, because it's you're still where you are.
Yeah, it's because you can't take anything other than the next step that's right in front of you.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, you know, if you've had that experience of you let the dishes pile up in the kitchen, and you're just like, I can't even look at it. I can't even look at it, like all of this stuff that's in there. But eventually it's like, you want to have a clean kitchen. You know, you want this crap not all to be there at some point. And all you got to do is just, okay, well, start with one plate.
Mm-hmm.
Grab one plate. Wash that first plate.
Yeah.
That's all you've got to do. You just got to do one plate, and then you do another one. Maybe now you do the pot.
Yeah.
Now you do this. Like, this is simplicity saying, it's like, well, but we don't think of it in that way when it comes to our life and the way we, but in many ways, plates can teach us a lot.
Yeah.
In this sense, because the thing is, you look at that great whole analogy, big stack and it just looks overwhelming.
Yeah.
You know, and the thing is that, yeah, it's impossible. You can't just wash all of them at the same time. You can't just, you know, we don't have Harry Potter magic yet that we can do, and we can just wave something and boom, it's done. You know, there's a process that we have to do. And it's very much the same way. So you've just got to begin somewhere. So what's the simplest thing for you to grab right now?
Mm-hmm.
Wash that thing.
Yeah.
And then wash the next thing that's easiest for you. You know, like it's really that simple.
Yeah. Well, I think also, you know, the feeling of making progress is a very empowering feeling.
Mm-hmm.
And simplicity puts you in a state of progress. It puts you in a state of feeling like you're moving forward and you're chipping away at the thing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you take the dish analogy, whatever, like if you wash one dish, you're one less dish away. You're one less dish in the whole pile. So you're a little closer.
Yeah. You're further than you were before,
you know? And like, you know, I think what people do is they make things complicated to talk themselves out of doing the little things. Cause like the law of simplicity is about the little things actually mattering and them adding up and counting. And, you know, if you ever play sports at a high end level, all the little things are what's going to make the difference between whether you win or lose.
Yeah.
Because when you get to the top tier levels, everybody knows how to dribble. Everybody knows how to control the puck, the ball, the whatever thing you're using. Everybody knows how to do a lot of the things that are necessary, but it's those little extras, those little things of, you know, simple, fundamental things that you do really well, really consistently over and over and over again that often make the difference.
Yeah.
And so, you know, whatever your thing is in life that you're working on or doing, you have to kind of go back to simplicity and go like, what's the little thing right now that I can do that's within my control, that's here immediate, and you do that. And then you move a little bit forward. And, you know, I think like you pointed it out, like you wash one dish, it's a little easier to wash the next.
Yeah.
And then it's a little easier to wash some more. And like a lot of people this is what I do. Sometimes I'll talk myself out of doing something because I'm like, it's going to take so much time. You know, what's the point? You know, it's like, I'm not going to finish it. It's like, who cares if you're not going to finish it? Right now, we're talking about getting going. We're talking about doing something.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. And that's where, I mean, simplicity has a lot to do with our law of beginning. You know, it helps keeping things simple. Yeah. Is just something to just help you get going. You know, it's breaking things down into small, manageable, bite-sized pieces for us to then work away at.
Mm-hmm.
Another thing that I love about this law is that, I mean, especially in the creative process, you know, like, but this is lots of implications for all areas of our life. But as far as writing a script, you know, in the past or doing a performance as an actor, keeping things simple was such a profound lesson for me, because in my mind, especially I'll relate this to acting. I'd be preparing a role, you know, and I'd be going through it. I'd be studying this character and trying to like get into their head. And I'm doing all of this work, and I hit a stumbling block when I would go and put the performance up in front of an audience, because I was trying to show all of this stuff. I was trying to show all of this complex stuff that I had been working on. And feel like, oh, see everything that I've done. And then it was a great teacher, Ted Whittall, who we both studied with. And he was kind of one of the great teachers of simplicity to me, because he said, hey, like, just like kind of take a breath and just like keep it simple.
Mm.
Keep what you're doing simple, just because when you do that, all of these amazing, beautiful complexities find their way out on their own. And it is absolutely true. I saw this occur as well with, you know, scripts I've written, where it was like, you know, I've tried to keep it simple, just try and tell a simple story. You know, with a, you know, in my process of like, okay, like beginning, middle, and end, dilemma, character, like just keep it simple. Even though there's a part of me that really wants to make it, I was like, oh, but it needs to say a lot and be super complex. And it's like, you know what? If I just stay focused on telling this one core story that I feel really strongly about as best I can, all of these other things emerged out of it. Mm-hmm. All of these little nuances that I didn't even know I was putting into it were there.
Mm-hmm.
They kind of just happened as a result of just staying focused and on doing the simple thing.
Mm-hmm. I think what you bring up too is the myth that people are creating or intentionally doing as much as we perceive them doing. Like, mm-hmm. you know, you see like a great moment in a movie, or you see a great highlight moment in a sports game. A lot of the time, the thing that occurred happened out of the situation, out of being present in the situation. And it was a response to what was actually happening. And you know, and this thing ends up being kind of born out of that. And so, you know, in some respect, you know, I think what's happening is very simple, but it looks complex. And I think the thing is that, you know, there's a lot of people who are trying to pursue complexity. They're trying to, you know, recreate a form of complexity, but they're not realizing that complexity is, you know, it's not something you do. It's something that it's happens. It's like a, it happens out of a response or a reaction to something very simple. Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. Like complexity is bred out of simplicity. You know, like it's one of the first sort of rules of screenwriting is to just write that first draft.
Yeah.
You know, like just get it down on the page, because it's probably not going to be very good, you know, but like it's going to, great scripts are rewritten.
Yeah.
You know, and so it's really about getting that simple thing out there, and then you start to actually see what it's really all about. And it's still a simple process all the way through it. And then, you know, at least in how I've experienced writing screenplays and stuff, it's like, okay, so we've got that first draft out there. I usually feel pretty good about, you know, really all I want is I want to feel pretty good about a couple of the core elements. It's like, are these characters solid? You know, is this compelling enough dramatically? Is this, you know, communicating a message that I feel is important, you know, like these are some of the main things. And is it understandable? And then when I go back through it, I was like, okay, well, this scene is kind of not really understandable. We're going to completely redo this scene. But every single time I'm able to just more simply focus on, okay, well, I need to rewrite this scene. And I'm just going to write this scene. Right. And taking the information that I got or how I felt about it, you know, before, learn, see how I can maybe bring something out more. Or if there's something that I felt was lacking, it's like, okay, well, like I'm going to find my opportunities to just bring this out a little bit more in the story. Right. But it's never, if I tried to do all of that from the very beginning, I'd never finish it. I'd never get a finished script that we could then start working from, you know. But you need to get the bones, you need to get the skeleton before you start, you know, putting in the muscles and the arteries and the skin and, like, you know, all of these things and the fibers and the hairs. You need to just get the bones in, you know, like there's a whole process behind it all.
Yeah. I mean, the law of simplicity is a lot about the law of foundations. It's a lot about the law of just creating a strong structure and, you know, doing...
And the law of process.
Yeah. And just doing the things that are going to hold up what you're doing, what you're working on, or what you're building. You know, I think the reason why people get swayed from, you know, the law of simplicity is that it becomes more of an ego game where it's like, I want to look good. I want to make sure everything I do is perfect. I want to, like, be special or important or make something that, you know, whatever.
Yeah, people think I'm smart, think I'm so talented, think that I'm so, yeah.
Yeah. And, you know, simplicity is kind of, you know, it's stripping away a lot of the imagery and a lot of the just trying to be something that you're not. I mean, I think that the reason why law of simplicity is so hard for people is that it takes a certain amount of humility. It takes a certain amount of just, like, being and allowing whatever is important to be enough, you know. And I think when it comes to things like when you're writing, you're going to be rewriting. I mean, if you think you're going to write a first draft and it's going to be brilliant and you're going to pop that out and that's going to be the best thing ever, I mean, you're mistaken. Because even if you did, like, let's just say that you wrote a draft that was just this immaculate, wonderful story. Just pour it out of your heart. Don't you think you could look at it again and maybe edit it a little and make it a little better? Don't you think that's possible? I mean, that's probably going to happen. So, like, even if you did put out some masterpiece on your first thing, you could make it more of a masterpiece on the review, because there would always be something, some little way to improve upon it. And the thing is like, you know, this is way of the artist. And the thing about art is never complete. Art can always be more. It can always evolve. It can always adapt to society, the time, everything. So art is kind of a documentation of where we are at or where you're at as an artist. And it's also a expression, and it's a very subjective type of thing. So simplicity allows that subjectivity to be there. It allows that presentness of wherever things are at to be enough as it is. And, you know, I think part of it is allowing that. I think about scripts that I wrote when I was younger, and, you know, although I'm a much better writer now, much, you know, more experienced, more well-trained, all of that, you know, at that time in my life, there were certain things that I could write that were only from that perspective.
Mm-hmm.
I sometimes try to go back to that perspective, but never did I understand it as much as when I was in it. And even if I didn't understand it when I was in it, nothing would ever be quite communicated today the same way it would come out of me at that time in my life.
Yeah.
And so part of the law of simplicity is allowing yourself to be where you're at and allowing there to be a kind of a beautiful thing that can come out of that, whatever you're at, right? And I think the problem is people get swayed from simplicity because they start comparing themselves to others. They start thinking they need to be something more than they are, or some more like someone else or something. It's like, well, how would your life be if you were just enough as you were? That whatever step you were on was perfect.
Mm-hmm.
That everything that you were doing right now was exactly what you needed to do. And if you just let that happen, I mean, how easy would your life become? And I think the thing is the law of simplicity, just saying like, why are you making life so hard on yourself?
Yeah.
Why not just make it a little easier on yourself?
Yeah, no, exactly. You know? I mean, it's hard enough as it is without, you know, it's like, it's all the unnecessary difficulty that we place upon ourselves.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, like, you know, I mean, complexity is something that things are complex before you understand them. But once you understand them, they become quite simple. And so, like, I think when you're not playing in the realm of simplicity, you're trying to do something that you don't understand yet. You're trying to do something that's out of your wheelhouse, is out of your, you know, it's out of your awareness. So, you know, focus on doing well what you know and build from that. And, I mean, you know, the thing about simplicity is, in my opinion, what it does is it gets you to show up as you are. And as you show up as you are, you enter a new realm and then you see new things and then you expand who you are and then you can show up more. But when you're in complexity, you're trying to show up more than you are and you're not fully understanding what you're doing because it's too complex for you. You know, it's not simple enough yet.
Yeah.
So because it's not simple, not only are you not learning and improving your game, you're kind of making a fool of yourself because you're trying to play in an arena that you don't even understand the boundaries of or you don't understand the workings of.
Yeah.
Simplicity builds a foundation in which you can build a greater, more beautiful build upon, right?
Yeah. And then you might be able to actually understand then this thing that you don't see the picture of yet. You know, I think because you've managed to build something, you managed to create something in the area that you want to go to. So you can go forward and take the simple things, which, you know, oftentimes the challenge is we always feel like it's not enough.
Mm.
You know, like one of my favorite acting teachers, Larry Silverberg, he used to say, he's like, when you're doing it right, it should feel effortless.
Mm.
Like great acting should feel effortless. And yeah, when I've been in like in the zone, when I've been in my element, yeah, it's in a way it feels like I'm doing nothing at all.
Yeah.
I'm not really trying to do anything. It's just very simple.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when I'm doing a great job in acting, like the way I sort of gauge it is like where after the fact I'm just kind of like, whoa, what happened? Because I was just in like a moment, I was just responding to somebody.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I wasn't thinking about anything else. I wasn't like, I was just in the moment, moment to moment, you know, and just connected and responding.
Mm-hmm.
And then whatever happens is like, oh, geez, I have no idea. I don't know all the little things that came out, but I know lots of stuff came out because I felt lots of different things. It's something that I can almost only evaluate after the fact, right? On an objective level. But it's through doing that simple thing that we can then start to understand something complex. I've even had that experience while in the middle of a scene, being like, you know, being really like not understanding a certain line that I say. Just being like, I don't get what this is actually all about. What is this line about? What am I trying to say here? But then being in the situation where it's like, well, I don't have time for that anymore because I've got to put this, I've got to put it up. I've got to perform this thing. And just saying, okay, I'm let go. I surrender. I'm doing this. And then in the midst of doing the scene, suddenly just being like, and being really in the moment, and that line comes out. And as it's coming out, I'm suddenly go, I know exactly what this means.
Mm-hmm.
Discovering what it meant in the actual moment that it was parting my lips,
right,
and being like in my head for a quick moment, just being like, oh my God, like having this incredible discovery.
Yeah.
Right. And that's the thing about simplicity is that it does, it leads us into the complex, but it's very hard for us to just act the complex in any aspect of our lives, you know, mm-hmm. to try and make something really complicated is kind of a silly thing to do.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's like, okay, well, how are you going to do that? And then we get all kinds of crazy ideas. I'm sure you can think of like a number of movies, you know, any of us could think of a number of movies that we saw. And while we were watching it, we're just like, what the fuck is going on here? Like, do you understand this plot? Do you understand what's happening? I don't get this. Like, a couple of titles jumped to my mind immediately where you just go, you know, like, what were they thinking?
Yeah.
You know, and I guarantee you, it's usually a case of a couple of people trying to make something really complicated.
Yeah.
You know, they went into
it.
Yeah, they're overthinking. It's like, okay, what can we do to make this really intricate and really blah, blah, blah. It's like, you know, you can aim to make something really intricate. Absolutely. But it still starts from simplicity.
Yeah.
You know, and then you build off of it. You start with a foundational thing. Can you do this one thing? Can you just do this one thing? Great, great, great. Now you've got that one thing. Now let's layer another thing in there. Boom, 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 boom. Just one more thing. Just one more thing. And now we're going to layer another thing in there. One more thing.
Mm-hmm.
And next thing you know, you've got this symphony.
Yes. Of many, many layers.
Of many layers. Exactly.
You know, when people learn, say, like UFC fighting or, you know, Pykration or these types of martial arts where you're learning how to submit and strike and kick and grapple on the ground and do all this, you know, there was a professional guy who was explaining to me and my friend, basically, like, you learn one submission at a time and you get masterful at that one submission and you do that and that's your move and you do that and you do that and do it until you get it perfect. And then you learn another one and you master that the same way and you do that and you do that and you do that. And then once it happens, you learn another. And then pretty soon you have a toolbox of submissions or you have a toolbox of whatever. And if you try to learn every one of the submissions all at once, not only will you do none of them well, but you don't really have a tool to use any of them because you can't really do any of them well. So, you know, this goes for anything in life. You do one thing really well until you get that down, and then you can add another thing to your toolbox, and then you get that thing down. But the law of simplicity is also the law of mastery. It's about going, I'm going to master this one thing. I'm going to just focus on this one thing and do it really, really well. And then once I have that down, I don't have to worry so much about that anymore. And now I can focus on this thing. And then you masterfully do that with simplicity. And then you have two things.
Mm-hmm.
And then when people see you with you know, symphony of skills, they look and they go, wow, how do you do all this stuff? But it all starts by one building block at a time. And that's what the law of simplicity does, is it's like, let's keep things, you know, let's keep things compartmentalized as one thing, and before we piece them all together, you know. And, you know, the other thing too is, when you want to do something, there is like, there's also a bridge that gets built between something. Like, for example, if you are, let's go back to this Pycration or UFC type fighting. If you want to get somebody in, say, what's like an arm bar where you got to like lock their arm, there are certain positions or situations in which you need to get yourself into a place where that's actually even possible. And, you know, whether you're standing, whether you're on the ground, what position you are on the ground, what position your body is in relation to someone else, all play a factor into that. So, you know, I think what sometimes people do, and I've done myself, is we beat ourselves up because we're not able to do the thing we want to do yet. But it's like, you know, and this, and I want to take this beyond, say, artistry. I want to take this into business. Business, so much of business is positioning. How are you positioning yourself in the world? Just like UFC fighting, or just like soccer or hockey or basketball or football, your position sometimes matters more than the actual skills you have. Mm-hmm. And so, like, you know, part of setting things up in your life is about just putting yourself in a position to be able to succeed. Because, like, you know, I think we sometimes make things harder on ourselves. So, like, you go to any, like, great athlete, right? Like, if you want to start scoring goals, you got to start shooting on the net. Now, that's just one simple thing. You got to shoot on the net. But, like, where you shoot on the net from, in whatever sport you're in, there are certain better places to shoot from than there are others. Mm-hmm. And so positioning is putting yourself in a position where if you were to take a shot, that it would be better, you'd be have a better chance of scoring than you would being in another position. So, like, you don't have to try to, like, you know, you don't have to try to necessarily do everything all at once. You could work on your positioning, or you could work on your shot. And you're like, well, I'm really good at shooting, but I can't seem to get the goal. Well, it's like, okay, well, what's missing here? The positioning. Okay, so you got the shooting skill down, we'll get the positioning. Or I'm always in the right spot, but no one ever passes me the ball. It's like, okay, well, what's the issue? What's the thing? There's always some simple, very simple answer that solves your problem. Mm-hmm. But here's the thing about the law of simplicity too, I just want to mention, is that often when you solve one law of simplicity, one thing in your life, you create another complexity. It opens up another door. Mm-hmm. But you must continue the law of simplicity as you solve the next problem. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, you learn how to put yourself in the right position, but then you're in the right position, you can't shoot. So then you learn how to shoot, but then you realize every time you go to shoot, someone's like blocking you, or somehow you're just, you know, whatever, right? So you got to figure, okay, well, I need to alter the way in which I work with the defender, or the, you know, whatever. Mm-hmm. The thing is that usually there are several problems to solve. The law of simplicity is saying, solve the first part of the seven problems, then you'll solve the second, and then you'll solve the third. But if you're trying to solve the seventh problem and you haven't even solved the first,
yeah,
you're not going to get anywhere. You'll never get any results, you know? And so mm-hmm. that you'll constantly be stuck. You'll constantly feel overwhelmed. You'll constantly feel like, you know, that stuck feeling. And then you'll just be like, well, what's the point?
Yeah.
Because nothing I do works.
Why am I not moving forward? It's like, well, you haven't taken the first step.
Yeah.
You're busy trying to... yeah, take the step that's way down the road here, which is impossible.
You know, I love the sports analogies because they're just so obvious and so straightforward because we can just externalize them and see them.
Yeah.
But like, you know, in hockey, you know, it's like getting in the slot, right? Or getting in front of the net, right? Or in soccer, getting in the box, right? Getting next to the hoop in basketball, right? There's these key spots that people tend to score from. Mm-hmm. So master that. If you're playing sports, master it. Where do people tend to get the thing that you want to get? They put themselves in a certain position, right? So, you know, when you're looking at yourself and you're going like, well, I'm not getting the results, I'm not doing the things, are you even in the right position in the first place to even have a chance at that? Mm-hmm. Now, can you do a layup can you strike the ball? Can you slap the puck, wrist shot, whatever your thing is, you know? Great. Maybe you're open at the 3-point line in basketball, but you can't hit a 3-point because you haven't worked on your 3-pointer shot. Okay, great. You got yourself in a position and you got yourself open, but now you got to work on your shot from that particular position. And you have to work from that position over and over and over again. And I'm not talking about anywhere on that 3-point line. I might be talking about the one spot that you tend to get open on that 3-point line. You need to start to be able to hit from there.
Mm-hmm.
And then you do that and you perfect that and you start to get good. And what ends up happening is you start to be able to, you know, because people think, oh, well, a shot from the 3-point line is a shot. No, it isn't. You know, a shot from one spot on the field or the rink or the court is not the same as another. And law of simplicity, what it does is it also separates everything. And it starts to go, no, all this stuff is not just one generic same thing. You know, this spot is different than that spot.
Mm-hmm.
And then you work more from these things because you become comfortable with them, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's part of your, you know, it's part of your practice. It's part of your, you know, you getting yourself prepared for these moments in your life.
Yeah. Well, there've been studies done recently on, like, basically, you know, the effectiveness of the human mind and where we are most effective. And the thing is that our conscious mind is really only good at doing 3 or 4 things at a time.
Yeah.
Like, and not even particularly well. Our subconscious is really terrific at doing a bunch of different things, making a lot of different connections, you know, putting things together, which is why a lot of sort of like the leading scientists and doctors who are studying this sort of phenomenon, which is actually that this is there. When I saw some of these speakers, they're talking about what's known as the flow state. And so part of it is really about simplicity. It's like you put your conscious mind on doing a simple thing, because it's not really good at doing a lot of other things. But what happens is when you use your conscious mind to focus on something that you can actually focus on. And what then happens is that your subconscious mind engages in a way that gets you into that state of flow, where suddenly you're just like, you lose track of time.
Mm.
You know, things just kind of like peel away, melt away. There's nothing but you and the task that is in front of you, you know, and it's almost a very meditative type of thing. And then you kind of snap out of it and you go, whoa. And at the end of it, you've got this, you know, you've probably churned out some amazing work, no matter what that is, you know, and lots of people can relate to this, and I'm sure in many different areas, you know, you just get into a kind of a rhythm, you know, you just feel something, you know, I related that with acting, you know, or when you're writing a script and suddenly you've just like knocked out, you know, 40, 50 pages and you go, whoa, what happened? Mm-hmm. What time is it?
Yeah.
I should eat something, you know, like that's usually when it happens. Or even in sports, I used to play basketball and just like had games where it was just like, man, I'm just hitting everything.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like I can do no wrong. It was just like, it's just flow. Mm-hmm. Everything is just going exactly, you know, you just feel this weird kind of connection. You know, that's what simplicity opens the door to, you know, but it's, I don't know what necessarily where I was going to from there, but simplicity, man. Like it really is the gateway to complexity.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, it is. I mean,
it's a weird paradox that way.
If you want to do anything really great, if you want to do something exceptional, get really good at the simple things, get really good at the little things. There's a very famous basketball coach, college basketball, won like 5 championships in a row, John Wooden. And he, you know, his first lesson for all the people who came on the team was to tie their shoelaces.
Hmm.
And his thing was, well, if you can't tie your shoelaces properly, then you're not going to be able to play basketball properly.
Yeah.
So they would start from very, very simple stuff, stuff that people would laugh at and think is silly. But, you know, the proof's in the pudding. I mean, he built, like, franchise teams because he recognized that simplicity was such a powerful thing because it builds great foundations for you to rely on.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the thing is what ends up happening, it doesn't matter what you're doing, whether you're doing, you know, acting or sports or business or anything. Yep. You know, you might be in a sales call in business. You might be on a stage as an actor. You might be in a moment where the sun's going down as a filmmaker.
Mm-hmm.
When you have great simplicity, great presence, you end up having the ability to do very complex and cool things because you're working very much with what is.
Mm-hmm.
And the thing is like, you want to kind of pair it this way. Like, all that is real for us, at least in our lives, as far as any of us can be concerned, is right now. This is it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we can foresee the future. We can plan. We can kind of like do all this thinking, but like, the past is gone and the present hasn't happened yet. All that there is right now. And right now is very simple. And so like, mm-hmm. the law of simplicity is kind of the law of presence in many ways, but it's just kind of like saying like, let's just do the thing now. But here's the thing. If you practice the moment over and over and over and over and over again, when you get to another moment where you've practiced it a lot by being very like simple and straightforward, when you get to that present moment, your subconscious can pull it out like it's like just there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, as you're saying this, what just popped into my head about something with the law of simplicity is the law of simplicity is kind of saying leave room for something to happen.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's like leave room. Give yourself some room for something to happen. Take, you know, your hands off of some of the controls here a little bit, you know. And this is why trust also plays a big, big role in simplicity as well, because, you know, as human beings, we have this desire to, you know, try and force things and control things and make things a certain way. We're trying to create such a specific outcome, and we leave no room. We leave no room for something spontaneous to happen. We leave no room for a surprise to happen. And something very funny happens when we start to do that, which is that things start to lose their life. You know, it's like, you know, we've all seen that, you know, that cute puppy or something like that, that we could just... like, you know, that feeling where you're just like, oh my God, I can just like, you know, you could just like, I could just squeeze, like, you know,
yeah,
that we have these weird sort of like sensations where it's like, we go, oh my God, I love this thing so much. I could just squeeze it. But you know, if you squeeze it too hard, you're going to kill that dog.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's like, you still go and you give it a good squeeze, but you have to control yourself. You have to control that urge to just be like, oh my God, you know, like it's a weird kind of sensation. It's kind of like that, you know, where when we're pursuing our passion, when we're pursuing the life that we want, you know, there's this great love that's there. You know, there's a huge love that we have for this thing. But if we try and make it go exactly the way we have to control every single thing, we're making things way more difficult than we need to.
Yeah.
As opposed to simple. Okay, I'm just going to do this and do the next thing and do the next thing and just respond to how it's feeding back to me.
Right.
You know, what is the response that I'm getting from the people around me or with even within myself with this work that I'm doing? Is this leading me? How is this leading me forward?
Right.
Right. Just it's this little thing of because we have to leave room.
Mm.
Because there has to be a kind of openness. Because, I mean, we know so little.
Right.
You know, we just, we don't have the capacity to understand every single response, reaction, way that our actions can go.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we just, we don't have that capacity. So the best thing we can do is to have our vision, take simple steps, you know, just take care of the thing that's right in front of us, and then respond.
Yeah.
You know, we have to leave room to respond, because it's so often those things that we, and usually it's those things that we respond to, that are actually the answers. They are actually the keys to creating that big picture.
Right. You know, there's this thing in marketing, they call it A-B testing, where you create a very, very similar ad, but you move one thing, you make one thing different on the ad. Mm. Maybe the title is written in a different font or a different color, or you put the video or picture on the left instead of the right, and then one it's on the right, one it's on the left. And then what you do is an A-B test. You put both ads out and you see which one gets more of a response. You might change the title of the ad, or you might change the copy on one or the copy on another, whatever. And what ends up happening is you start to, as you test one thing at a time, you start to see what hits better and what doesn't hit as well. And, you know, when you think about science, science is like that as well. You know, there's usually one variable in any experiment you mm-hmm. do, and you only test one variable at a time, because you're never going to know if you put two or three or more variables in there, which variable is influencing the different results.
Right.
So when you think of the law of simplicity, you want to minimize the variables in what mm-hmm. you're trying to do. You know, you try to do one thing one way, you see how it goes, and then you go, okay, well, that didn't work. And you try it another way, and you go, okay, well, that didn't work. You try another way, you go, oh, this works. Okay, great, now I have a way, right? And, you know, the title of the show is Way of the Artist, right?
Mm-hmm.
Find your way, right? Like, you know, the thing is that it's not like here's the way all the time. Sometimes we can say, hey, here's the way, go this way. But at a certain point, you're going to be going down your way, and there's going to be, you're going to have more than one option. And it's like, well, if I go this way, okay, that doesn't work. I go this way, okay, that doesn't work. Try this way, okay, this way works. And then what ends up happening is that's your wisdom. That's your experience. And wisdom and experience is a very simple thing. But the people who have it are the people who tried, and they, you know, they went different ways and they saw what didn't work. I mean, if you think about anybody who's a teacher or a mentor or anybody like that, or a coach, basically why they can be good at their job is if they've gone out and lived and gone out and said, well, you know, I tried this, I tried that, I tried this thing, and then I found that this worked. And, you know, after trying a bunch of different ways and kind of see why this worked, and so I can impart that knowledge onto you. And then that helps you, because that coach kind of can give you some advice on finding a way. But the thing is like, at some point or another, you're going to have to find your own way. At some point, there's not going to be somebody there to tell you the answers. And so the way to find your way is that you have to kind of keep it simple. You try something, it works or doesn't work. And you kind of go, well, what was the thing that I think didn't work about it? Or just does it not work, period? And then you might try another way, and then you see if that works, and so forth. So, like, simplicity is kind of like, just don't make it so complicated. Get the variables out of it. Do one thing at a time. You know, what's the thing you're doing and you're working on? And then once you feel comfortable with that and good at that and competent at that, then you try another thing and you add that to your repertoire. Yeah. Yeah.
And each time you take whatever is the next simplest course of action.
Right.
Let's
talk about the beer.
Let's talk about this beer quick.
Yeah. It's good.
Go. Yeah.
Nice little Kolsch.
Yeah. It's good.
Doane's
Kolsch.
Doane's Brewery. Yeah, no, it's good. What does it say here? It says, well, we just have beer. This isn't an ad, but we just have beer because it spurs on the conversation. A traditional German ale from the city of Köln? I don't know if I said that right. This style provides the best of both worlds. It has the light body and easy drinking characteristics of a lager, but backs it up with the malt complexity of an ale. inspired by our brother John and our love for seasonable beer. That's what they wrote. Yeah, it's cool, man. It's a good brew.
Yeah, I know. It's kind of it's really easy to drink. It's kind of refreshing, but it's got kind of a bit of a sweetness to it.
Yeah.
Like just not like sweet. It's not like a sweet beer, but it's got almost something.
It's got a nice flavor to it. Flavorful. Flavorful yet light.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, all right. So, law of simplicity. I mean, what's there to say?
What is there to say? Like, we started out with, you know, keep it simple. Don't overcomplicate it. I mean, that's really the simplest way of putting it. But it's really just about buying into it. And I think most of this conversation is about why you should believe in simplicity.
Yeah.
You know, like, why should, you know, we adhere to the wisdom of this law?
Mm-hmm.
You know, is like, what's the truth of it? And I think we've explored quite a few ways in which, you know, there's good reason to bring this and incorporate this and consider this in our lives.
Yeah. I think, you know, if you want to take the law of simplicity, and you want to put it into your life and you want to implement this, is that a good time to use this law is whenever you're feeling overwhelmed, you find yourself procrastinating, you find yourself resisting or in a fear state, or you're feeling stuck. It's mm-hmm. a good time to just go back to the law of simplicity. What can I do right now that will move the dial forward, that will give me some skill or some ability or progress me in one way or another? And what, like, you don't have to solve the whole puzzle today. You just got to put one piece in the situation, or, you know, maybe your step is looking for the piece in the first place. Who cares? But, you know, you look for the thing that you can do right now. And the law of simplicity is also, and I think this is the big thing I'm going to say, if you're making an excuse for why you can't do something, or trying to give yourself a way out or cop out of doing what you know is important and what matters, it's time to get back to the law of simplicity, because your complexity is bullshit. Sorry to say it, but it's the truth. You're complex, whatever thing you're like, this is too difficult, this is overwhelming, it's bullshit. No, it isn't. You're thinking too much. You're making this a bigger deal than it is. You know, it's like writing a screenplay. Open up your script and write a word. Write one word. Write one sentence. Write one page if you can. Write one line of dialogue. Whatever it is, write something. Because every time that you say, I'll do that later, every time you put it off, you know, you've just sabotaged yourself. And it had such an easy way to solve it, was just go to the law of simplicity.
Yeah.
You know, go back to the law of simplicity all the time. But, you know, it's always going to help you solve just about pretty much every problem you face.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then, you know, you can take other lessons that we're sharing with you, but this is like one of those cornerstones. This is like, okay, well, how am I making this more complicated than it needs to be?
Yeah. And I mean, and this is really about helping you just get some momentum too, you know. Simplicity just, you know, we didn't necessarily cover that, but like simplicity really helps you get some momentum going. You know, get the steam rolling. Yeah, it really is. It, you know, I really loved what you said there. It is very much almost any single time that you catch yourself. I won't say every time, but I would say that most of the time when you're in a state of feeling overwhelmed, it's most likely because you're making your situation more complicated than it actually is.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, I think that you're right on the money with that one. And I think the only thing that I would like to leave with this was just, yeah, like, simplicity is also you saying, hey, I'm open.
Mm-hmm.
I'm open to surprises. I am open to greater possibilities, even. You know, I think that's a big thing about simplicity that comes into play as well, is simplicity leaves room for possibility,
mm-hmm.
for something you didn't plan on, for something that you didn't expect, that is the thing that will just set you off, you know, on an amazing course.
Well, and I think the thing that I'm going to leave people with is that when it comes to simplicity is, you know, do one thing.
One thing.
One thing. That's it. You're going to do one thing. And you might do that one thing over and over and over again, and then we can call that practice. But do your one thing. Get good at your one thing. Figure out your one thing. Solve the one thing.
Mm-hmm.
And then you can move on to another. If you're finding yourself multitasking a lot, if you're finding yourself trying to do all these things at once, do one thing. And preferably, do the thing that you know is the most important, the most meaningful, the most advantageous. Just do that thing, right? And if you can't do that thing, do the next thing or the best thing that would help you to do that thing. And if you can't do that thing, do the thing before that. There's always, simplicity is like this, is like, I want to do this, but this is made of many steps. Okay, what's one step I can do? I can do this step. Okay, but I don't know how to do that step yet. Mm-hmm. Okay, so my first step is figuring out how to do that step. Boom, you just solved simplicity, yeah. Right? So simplicity, accomplish one thing. You accomplish one thing, it opens up the door to another thing. You can solve the next thing, and then pretty soon you're solving things that are way down the road. But don't try and solve things that are way down the road until you solve the one thing that's the most present and important right now.
Mm-hmm.
And don't undermine what it is that you need to do right now. I mean, like, if it's yes. Learn how to do the thing, that's what you got to do.
Yes, absolutely. I was even going to say that, like, especially if you're in that place where you're feeling a lot of resistance towards, you know, like, making that step, if you really are, like, yeah, you're in that state of overwhelm and want to put it off, a good hint is that next step for you to take is probably going to feel like nothing at all. Like, that's how easy a step that I'm talking about here, where it's just like how simple a step I'm talking about. It's like, especially just to get some things going, if you've been putting something off, just that first simple step is going to be like, really?
Yeah.
Like, that's it? Yeah. Like, it's going to feel like you're doing nothing at all. But that is, it's so important to do it. It's so important to do it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, everything's built on strong foundations, and don't undermine the foundations. And, you know, one last thing I'd like to leave people with too is, if you've accomplished something great in the past, or you did something really awesome or complex earlier on in your life, and you find yourself in a place where you have to kind of do something that seems beneath you, have some humility, kind of develop that humility, that level of just going, okay, well, this is what I need to do right now. Sometimes we have to be in a rebuilding stage, you know. Just because you accomplished something in your past or did something whatever before, you know, doesn't mean that you're going to be at that level or capable of doing that today. Sometimes you have to go, okay, well, what do I need to do right now that can help build me back up to the level I was once at? Because I think sometimes pride can get in the way. And so, you know, I'd like to leave people with the idea that, you know, simplicity in some ways requires an amount of humility where you just allow what you know to be effective to be enough. Because at the end of the day, who gives a shit? Like, it's either effective or it's not. And if it's beneath you, but it's effective, do the thing that's effective rather than be all prideful and be like, I'm going to do this really complex thing, you know, that I can't really do, and then struggle and never really get it done. Just do the simple thing. You know, and then build the confidence, build the momentum, build the sense of progress and pride in what you're doing, and then you can move on. But, you know, we all have to go back to foundations, and simplicity, you can't run from it. It's gonna meet you wherever you are.
Absolutely. All right, everybody.
Keep listening.
That's it.
Thanks for listening to the show. If you got something out of this, if you feel it improved your life or your journey in any way, please take a moment to subscribe, leave a review, or share the episode.
You can also support us on Patreon, where we have tons of great bonuses. You are the ones that make the show possible and help us to thrive. Thank you for joining us.